Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Grino, and I'm joined by a man who's currently fourth in line for the communications director job there in the White House, which means he'll probably start in about 3 or 4 weeks. My co-captain, Damo, how are we, sir?
Very excited, Grino. And can't wait to get alongside Trumpy.
That's it.
I've got plenty of ideas.
You get your week in.
Yes.
Your week in the job, and then you move on.
It was actually 2 weeks for the mooch.
It was 2 weeks for the mooch.
Ten days. How to lose a communications director in 10 days.
I did see that gag.
I've got a lot of ideas for Trumpy, actually.
You do? Okay.
Yes. Carrying on from our hugely successful promotions campaign here on the Starting Block, 89.3 FM, I'm going to go more smart.
Oh, more smart.
Yeah, because you remember the whole pussy grab thing.
Yes.
My theory is that made him only more popular.
Mm.
See? So let's double down.
You're going to double down?
After the guys.
I was saying we're talking cock grab?
Yeah, exactly.
Four ups?
Yes.
All right. I think you might be onto a winner there.
Yeah, no.
Because that'll definitely bring in the female vote.
Absolutely.
That's where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Wouldn't that be a turn on? Put yourself in the body of a female, Greeno.
Mm. Just
momentarily.
Free reign.
Yes.
On male genitalia.
Exactly.
Yeah, it could work.
You'd like it?
We could be on that.
Okay, good. I'm in. There's my resume. Bang, right. We'll send it off.
We'll lock that in.
Lock it in.
We're good to go.
Excellent.
Good week.
Yeah. You?
Yeah, it was all right. Oh, this week was...
Any stories this week for the listeners?
I do have stories.
Oh, good. Always got stories.
I've always got a story. This week was kind of like...
Why don't you adjust your headphones? They keep slipping off your head. You know you can click them down, or you're trying to keep it off your hair.
Huh?
No,
it's just the angle. I just kind of like, I like to have it like backwards.
Backwards.
But by having it backwards, it keeps falling off. That's why.
Okay.
I need the clip on stuff.
Why do you like to have it backwards?
I don't know. It feels more comfortable in my ear.
Yeah, but how can it be comfortable if it keeps falling off?
Well, that's the uncomfortable portion. We work around
it,
Damo.
You're a strange man.
So yeah, it was flashback week for Greeno this week, in the fact that just everything I did this week was reminiscent of something that happened 15 years ago.
Is that right?
So it was like songs, it was situations, they were all just reflective of something that happened 15 years ago. It was weird. It was very, very weird.
Do we have any examples? Or?
Not really. I just hear songs that just reminded me of times 15 years
flashback.
Ago.
Flashback.
It was flashback week.
Teleported.
It was like 10 of them, though.
First kiss, first
that's
dance.
That's what made me think.
Like, first car accident.
First car accident, yep. Yeah. First ball rub, all those kind of things.
See, the campaign's working already.
It is the pervert. The pervert got in touch, and they were happy enough with last week's show. Still didn't listen to the podcast,
but they
enjoyed the live show.
Oh, good.
Is Cindy online? Have we got Cindy back?
No, Cindy's not here this week.
Not here this week. That's
probably
disappointing.
Probably, I don't think we get much return business.
Mm.
We don't get many return customers.
That's a concern.
No, well, I think it's to be expected.
We've got to work on that.
Yep.
I guess.
Well, we are 4.5 minutes in.
Yeah, true.
And what have we touched on? A new campaign angle.
Angle, my headphones.
Your headphones.
Also,
reminiscing.
Reminiscing and ball rubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we're not bringing in the female.
Well, I don't understand why anyone's not listening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if Cindy's not listening this week, we might as well do NRL first, Damo.
NRL.
We did the review last week. Greeno, 5 tips correct. Damo, 3 tips correct.
Oh, so that's not good.
Greeno jumped 2 ahead there. However, with that being said, you did make up 2 in the AFL. So
did I? Okay.
We came out in a wash.
Break even. How many? Can I know how far I am behind total at this point
Last time I checked, you were about 4.
Is that all?
Yeah, you
I thought it was much.
Behind.
I thought it was a lot more than that.
I did check it about 4 or 5 weeks ago, though. So
you
I
cheated?
Might've...
Huh? What'd you say? I cheated.
I checked. About 4 or 5 weeks ago.
I did cheat about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So
I fudged the numbers.
Yeah,
I've got a nice, pretty spreadsheet. You can check it. You can verify it.
You should tweet it out. Put it up online for the fans, Greeno.
My Excel spreadsheet
for the fans.
They love it. They love it.
So they can track our progress.
Get in touch with us if you want a copy of the Excel spreadsheet.
The block tipping
block,
cop.
The block memorabilia. Like, we don't sell t-shirts. We don't give away, you know, icy cold cans of Coke. We'll send you a spreadsheet of our tips.
Yeah, that's right.
I like it.
Because we're an intellectual program.
We are. We're next level.
Yep.
Perverts Excel sheets.
Yeah. More smart.
That's what we got. Yeah. Panthers are too good for the doggies there. 16-8. It was panic stations for the Panthers at halftime. Because the doggies, even though being completely outplayed, had it all tied up at halftime. But the Panthers came home. I wouldn't say strong.
Sail. With a wet sail?
Only 1-8.
With a damp sail.
Against the Dogs, yeah. Okay. It was definitely damp.
Damp. Bit of condensation on it.
Just a tad.
But it wasn't wet.
No.
Because there's degrees of wet, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Was it
patchy wet? I think it was more patchy wet.
Patchy wet. So a bit of underarm.
Like half kind of dried, half not. Like it had been wrapped up into a ball.
Yeah, and scrunched.
And the outside layer was quite dry, but the inside still a bit wet.
I'm with you.
That's how the Panthers came home.
I think that's probably the most... the most in-depth, fundamentally accurate analysis of a rugby league game you've ever heard.
Well, you don't get that certainly kind of the one I've on ever Channel heard.
9. No, you wouldn't.
No. Can I tell you my story about the...
If this game was a scrunched up wet T-shirt.
Yeah, the Panthers spot on. Did I tell you my story of when I was down in Melbourne about the NRL coverage down there?
No. Please do.
So, bit of a flashback. Back to Greeno story time. Do we need to... Oh, wait a second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
We need to...
Yeah. There you go. Because we're professional.
Very professional. Yeah. So when I was down in Melbourne, there was there was Foxtel in my hotel room. Okay. So I thought, well, I'm gonna indulge in this. I'm gonna check out. Because I don't have Foxtel at my own house.
Right.
So I'm too much of a tight ass to pay for, you know, pay TV. Yeah,
this is true.
I'll just YouTube it for free.
Yeah.
So I thought, well,
or illegal streaming.
I don't do such things.
You would never ever dream of doing illegal streaming.
thank you, Wayne Bennett. Yeah. So I thought I'll flick on the new exciting NRL channel.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's 24-7, because they've had the AFL channel for years. Mm. Now it's 24-7 NRL. Well, this is going to be sensational. Like, how are they going to fill 24 hours? It turns out how they fill 24 hours,
They
repeat the same two programs six straight hours.
Right.
So there was a program at 7:30 to 8:30, and then 8:30 to 9:30.
Creative programming, don't you love it?
And they just repeated those all night.
Yeah, of course.
So I watched the same episode of the Matty John Show for...
Oh, no, that would have been educational.
9 times.
Yeah. Does he still do the characters? Like, oh, bring back the beef.
Not in this particular episode, no. But yeah. I'd heard good things about how it's the best rugby league show going out at the moment.
Yeah, but
the bar set pretty low because it was still terrible.
It's not much. There's not much on the ground.
No,
there, is it?
You're not fighting much when you got the footy show on Thursday night.
Correct.
Where were we? Oh, game one.
Game one.
It's a game one. 8 minutes in. This show is getting farcical.
Yeah.
It's fast.
It's probably improving.
We've definitely jumped the shark. Yeah. And speaking of the Sharks.
Nice segue.
Too good for the Warriors. Mm. 26-12. That's minus James Maloney.
Okay. I think I tipped that one, didn't I?
Yeah, we both did. Yeah. No one was silly enough to tip the Warriors.
No one. No.
Warriors just, they're terrible.
Deplorable.
How about this for an upset, Damo? Mm. Eels too good for the Broncos. Yeah, 28-14.
Don't remind me of that, but if we do another... Yeah, I've got to step back in time for this one. Because it's going to be a bittersweet Nostradamo, Greeno. Because if you cast your mind back to last week, I did say, however, the Parramatta Eels do play really well against the Broncos at Parramatta.
Well,
they've got a really good record against
them. But
they
didn't play at Parramatta, they played at ANZ Stadium.
Is that right?
Yeah, because Parramatta Stadium's being rebuilt.
Okay.
They're at ANZ.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Had they played at Parramatta, they would have won by 50.
At home.
Yeah, at home.
At home.
The Broncos were looking good. They were up 12-0 after no time. And at that point, I stopped paying attention.
They put the cue in the rack, you reckon?
Exactly. Went and did some illegal streaming.
In all my years of sports broadcasting, I never heard something so out as offensive as that, Greeno.
I'd perish the thought. Yep. So I didn't bother paying attention to the rest of the game. And then, lo and behold...
Well, why would you?
I get a text message from the big fella who's a Para fan.
Yes, he is.
And was like, oh, big win for the Eels. I'm like, what do you mean they won?
Yeah.
Lo and behold, even missing Clint Gutherson,
nice to see you, Gutherson Starship.
28-14, the Eels get the win.
Nice to see you take your job as like your part time hobby at least as a sports analyst. Analyst will do.
Analyst.
Yeah, I didn't need that extra.
You didn't need the extra syllable.
We're in trouble here.
We're struggling.
I didn't need the extra syllable in the analyst.
Correct.
Yes.
Where are we going with this? Eels too good for the Broncos.
Next game,
well done. The plucky Knights, Damo.
The plucky Knights, Greeno.
How bad do you have to be?
Yeah.
If you're the Dragons coming off 52-point odd flogging of the Manly Seagulls.
Yes.
To then get dusted by the Knights.
Yes, the plucky
And then
Knights.
Have the audacity in the press conference to have your coach come out and blame the refs.
Yeah, is that right?
Have a look at yourself.
Wow.
Have a big hard look at yourself. Too good the Knights, 21-14 over the Dragons.
Congratulations to them, really.
The plucky Knights. Well, the problem is that every time they get a win to try and get out of that bottom of the ladder,
yep.
the equally as bad West Tigers win on the
That's
same
right.
week every single week.
That's right.
So no such luck, they're still dead last.
Because you've just got to keep one game above them, don't you?
Exactly.
To avoid the dreaded spoon.
100%. Yep. So too good there for the Knights. The Raiders too good for the Rabbits, 32-18. You had the Roosters. How about the Rabbits?
The Sydney Cox.
I'm talking about the Rabbits first. How do you lose to the Raiders side missing, two of their probably best players in Papali and actually the three, wasn't there? Because you had the other guy suspended.
Hmm.
and Rapana as well.
Yep.
They're back. Roosters too good for the Cowboys.
So the Raiders season stays alive then, does it? Or
Mathematically.
Mathematically. Yeah. Whenever you have to insert mathematically into it.
Yeah, they're done. They're done. Just get the puppies out. It's the end of season.
Well, you know, I'm going to go cross code for a sec. Remember, you know, the Swans, after losing their first six games, you know, mathematically they were still in it. Now they're probably going to finish in the top four.
Bit different when there's 4 rounds left to, you know, 28 rounds left.
That's true. That's a good
mathematically,
point.
You're still safe at round four. Yeah. The Roosters came back after being down at halftime against the Cowboys, 22-16. Mm. A perfect second half by the Roosters, even though they were missing Jake Fran, Boyd Cordner, a couple other players.
Are they a threat this year?
Oh, definitely. Second on the ladder, playing good brand of footy.
Yep.
They had a 100% completion rate in the second half and were too good for the Cowboys.
Okay.
The Storm. Now, the question marks were around whether Cameron Smith would play in his 350th.
It's the Storm's comp to lose now, isn't it?
Oh, really? Very much so. Yep. So they were missing Billy Slater. Cameron Smith came in with apparently under an injury cloud. There was question marks whether he'd play.
Okay.
Not only did he play, he had a blinder in his 350th.
Of course he would. Big milestone game, Greeno.
The Storm smacked the Seagulls 40-6.
And the grudge match.
It was just... Steals now after almost
back-to-back floggings
and after being tipped for a top four spot.
Yeah,
now are a chance of missing the eight.
The super coach
Trent Barrett. He'll get back on track, Damo.
Are the wheels officially off?
Oh, I wouldn't say off.
Have we unhitched the bandwagon and just let it roll off the cliff?
But we've definitely got a very slow puncture.
Okay.
and then on Sunday afternoon, literally the worst half of football I've probably seen.
Okay.
The Tigers too good for the Titans, or the Gold Coast
too good.
Crazy Malarkas.
In inverted commas.
The term good. Is not really used.
No, it's a subjective.
26-4. Yeah. It was. I watched 6 minutes of that half.
Six whole minutes.
Had to turn it off.
Wow.
And if you look at the crowd,
you are dedicated.
I'm keen. Yeah. I'm keen to sit through 6 minutes of that.
Yes.
I did well. Which gets us to now. So I'm checking with the fans, Damo.
Yes.
Because the fans, they love their Thursday night footy.
They love their Thursday night footy, mate.
So,
love it, mate.
Most importantly, we like to check in to see. So who was?
Yes.
Thursday night footy. You had Panthers versus Dogs, Damo.
Oh, blockbuster.
Sydney Derby.
Yeah.
we know that they're not in the top 10. That's all covered by news and Bachelor and all that kind of garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, give us the top. Give us who came fifth, because normally the top four are news, aren't they?
Fifth was news as well.
Was it really?
Yeah, news, so then when current affairs.
So when was the? Where's the first non-news?
I think it was seven with the Bachelor.
Oh, okay. The Bachelor.
So Bachelor chimes in seven.
Your MasterChef isn't doing too well these days, is it?
No,
Are people over it?
Well, they're over it because it's no longer on the air. It finished 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. But the ratings were terrible when it was on.
No, the ratings were good. They were still top 10.
Really?
Yeah, they were fine.
Okay.
They were fine. It dipped down from
years
gone.
They were losing,
by.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've lost viewers, but still top 10. They're fine.
Okay. You're going to stick with them.
Than the Bachelor. Yeah. It's definitely still better than The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Get yourself a rose and a prophylactic. All right. 10, you had the 7:30 evening. So on the
evening.
ABC.
Okay,
so this is Thursday night footy. We're looking out for Thursday night footy, Dave.
Okay, that's what we're scanning
for. That's what we're scanning for in top 20, because fans, they love it. You got the checkout at evening, 516,000.
Yep.
You got the project at 12, 560,000. Eddie in the hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
They're in 13.
Eddie still pulls a crowd, doesn't he?
He does. He gets 514 of them.
Yep.
This is the one that we picked out as our highlight last week.
Yes.
Make you laugh out loud.
One to watch.
Yeah. This week.
A mover.
It was daredevils that make you laugh out loud. Because it varies from week to week. So last week it might have been kitties or puppies or whatever made us laugh out loud.
Yes. They keep it very interesting then for the people that watch these programs.
They mix it
with
up.
Very short attention spans.
Laugh out loud. Yes. Daredevils make you laugh
Daredevils.
Out loud. So put it into context. So let's remember, I haven't seen Thursday Night Footy yet, Damo.
Not yet, no.
This is YouTube clips of people doing dumb shit.
Literally, you could go on the internet at any time. And do it. You can make your own laugh out loud.
You can make your own laugh out loud
at with your
home.
Own content.
BYOLOL. Yeah.
But I can't. But Greeno and Damo, I can't possibly like corral all these clips of the daredevils myself using my own brains.
No, that would be logical.
I have to watch it on the TV.
You don't even need to. You just go to YouTube and put
is it
next.
Is that, it YouTube quality on the television? Like, is it all pixelated and grainy?
It's pretty average. It's pretty average.
Wow.
But 498,000 tuned in. Still more than Thursday night footy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what this Pulse is. This is a political show, Pulse?
Pulse.
It sounds very serious. It's on ABC, so I'm assuming it's political. 478. 10 News was down in 16. The Chase was 17.
17.
All round to Mrs. Brown's Damo.
Never heard of it.
Chimed in at 18. I assume it's that cross-dressing dude who dresses up as a grandma.
Oh, Mrs. Brown's
Mrs.
Boys.
Mrs. Brown Boys scenario.
Gotcha.
I think that's his new gear.
Okay.
409,000.
Fans love their cross-dressing men.
Cross-dressing men dressed up as grandmas.
Yes.
Here's one.
Mrs. Doubtfire was pretty popular back in the day.
It was. It is. It's this generation's Mrs. Doubtfire.
You know, when the Footy Show was raiding its tits off, it was when all the blokes were wearing the dresses every week.
Fox, exactly.
And now we're onto something. We can get the guys on the Thursday night footy to run out in a nice ensemble, an evening gown, perhaps.
There you go.
Now we'll pull in the ratings.
I like it.
We'll at least get in front of Mrs. Brown's.
Mrs.
Fellas.
All round Mrs. Brown's. Yep. Will it get him in front of Great British Railway Journey?
Unlikely. Unlikely.
Unlikely. 379
That's a show on the move, Greeno.
And then you got RBT 20. So no Thursday night footy.
Not in the top 20.
I'm gonna highlight two shows for me. You've got the
ones to watch.
Make You Laugh Out Loud. Obviously, yes. You know, more YouTube.
I wonder what the YouTube clips will be next
this
week. I can't wait for the theme.
People are more 379,000. More people than tuned into Thursday Night Footy, tuned in to look at Great British Railways.
Yes.
Public transport, Damo.
Public transport.
Is more interesting than Thursday Night Footy.
Well, this is to be expected.
Oh, it makes sense.
Am I going to get home from work today? You know, these are the questions that people think about when they watch the Great British Trains.
Well, exactly. But it's comparing it to the British system.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because we're talking about Great British. This Great isn't even, British. You know, your local, like, all stations to Wanora.
Yeah.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
Stand clear, doors closing. That guy, it wouldn't hurt that guy to have a little bit more enthusiasm, would it? Like, hey, everybody, move back from the door.
Well, I'm going to beg to differ.
Beg to differ.
Because there's the lady that does the announcements on my train decides.
Same one every day, is it?
Decides to use it as a soapbox.
Just follows you. Oh, right.
So she thinks.
Got me nails done.
She thinks it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Where she jumps on and tells her stories.
Really?
For half the train trip. Well, shut up.
That's entertaining.
Shut up. He's a podcast lady.
If you just look to your right, you'll see the junkie coming out of the bathroom here at Redfern Station.
She tells
Station.
Us how she catches the bus.
Really?
All this kind of garbage. Yeah, I'm sick of it.
You need to do a recording of it. Let's get her on the show.
I'm just going to record
it. She can do the back announcements when we come out of the ads.
Yeah. I like it. Could be a winner.
Okay.
We probably should do the Chuck and Wheelie show some tips.
The program you're about to hear is not particularly good.
No. Well, we just repeat that every show. How did the Doggies get another TV game?
Yeah, because they're very popular and
they're
very good.
Popular on the Thursday night footy.
On the Thursday night footy.
Well, it is against the Eels, Damo. So, you know, they might beat Great British Trains.
Could do, but let's not hold our hopes.
We're not going to hold our breath.
No.
Doggies, Eels. I'm going to get Eels in that.
Eels,
like, that's
okay.
A no-brainer.
Okay, I'm going to take the Eels as well.
Good stuff. Yep. You've got the Dragons v. the Rabbits.
Dragons.
I'm going to go Dragons as well. This game This game must be very popular, Damo, because I got an email earlier this week saying, do you want some free tickets?
Oh, yeah, I did, from the SCG Trust. Yes.
They're giving away tickets this game. That's how...
Don't be cynical. They're just looking after the people on the waiting list for 10 years.
We have been there for 10 years.
It has been 10 years. Wasn't it 2006, 2007?
Nah, I think it was 2008. We're getting close.
Yeah,
we are close. It's only 1 year away. Cowboys, Storm. Going to go Storm.
Going to have to take the Storm.
They're playing too good. Even the Cameron Munster's missing in that one.
The Munster.
It's a big loss, but Bill Slater will be back. Okay. Knights v Warriors, wow.
The plucky Knights, now we can pick them. Can't we pick them?
No, I'm picking Knights. Warriors.
Well, I think it all depends on who the Tigers are playing and if they can win their game. Because if they can win their game, then you've got to tip the Knights.
They tip Knights. I'm still going to go Warriors.
Yeah,
though,
me too.
I don't care about the plucky Knights. You got the Tide, Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas.
Crazy Malarkas.
Andrew McCulloch, gone for the year.
Easy.
ACL. Big loss. They got Ben Hunt now playing playing nine.
Yeah, McCulloch's he's been a really good performer for the Broncos for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh,
he's an unsung hero.
Definitely, absolute weapon.
I'm going Titans.
The Broncos.
Broncos, yeah.
There's no way I'm picking the Gold Coast Crazy Markets.
No.
Sharks v Raiders. I'm going to go Sharks.
Yep, two for the Sharkies.
Seagulls versus Roosters. Going to go Roosters.
Yep, two for the Roosters.
And then Tigers v Panthers in the Battle of the Cats. Going to go the Panthers.
Yeah, well, that's a very uninteresting tipping segment because we're all the exact same.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, keep in touch with us via the Little Blue Bird at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. We've just retweeted the show that's going out live on Periscope. So comments, questions, insults, happy to have them.
Have more.
In the Periscope chat.
The end of that was the Melvins there, Damo.
The Melvins.
That's what's known as a hard cut at the end of that song.
A hard cut.
There was no smooth outro there. It was just hard cut, then Homer Sweeper.
Yep.
The forefathers of grunge, really.
Yeah, the Melvins were. Yeah, they were right at the start.
Yeah, right at the very beginning. I remember reading many a Nirvana biography.
Yes.
And they were one of their early inspirations.
Nirvana actually used to open for the Melvins.
They did. They sure did.
And the Melvins were doing this sort of like dirty, rocky, grungy stuff probably, I don't know, at least a few years before anyone else was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember seeing an interview with the singer from the Melbourne's Buzz, who's been the only constant in the band. Band members, there's two other ones, have just been like in and out, like, you know, like customers at a McDonald's kind of thing. Yep. And he was saying, you know, we've been doing the same kind of music for 10 years and nobody would come to our shows early on.
Yeah.
And he's like, and now everybody loves us and we're doing basically the exact same thing. I don't know why.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, just enjoy the ride.
Enjoy it while you can.
Ride the rainbow.
AFL review time, Damo.
Sure.
Some big games. Hawks,
huge game
for Sydney. Now, this had double implications.
Yeah.
It could completely stuffed the Swans' top four chances.
It did, yes.
Plus, it now put Hawthorne in the mix for a top eight
Amazingly.
How?
Do you reckon teams would be worried, one, that the Swans are going to be in the top eight? They should be.
Definitely.
But can you imagine if the Hawks sneak into eighth spot? You'd be worried, wouldn't you? Because they're capable of anything.
And this is after they got rid of how many of their old veterans? Three at the start of the year?
Three main ones, Lewis, Brad Hill, and Sam Mitchell.
Sam Mitchell's the one I was thinking of.
The general, yeah. So, yeah, it'd be an amazing turnaround.
Big win, but Hawthorne always been Sydney bogey's team. I don't know why we both tipped the Swans.
Well, except for the 2012 grand final.
Yeah, you couldn't
tip against
them. Oh, Swans are way too hot, but too good. Hawks 72 over the Swans 66.
Mm.
North, too good for Melbourne, 76-76.
Nobody picked that.
That was a big upset.
Yeah, huge.
They're third last, something like that?
Third last, but the close games continue, Green.
Yeah.
Again.
Like, yeah.
It's been such a ridiculous season.
Mm.
Giants versus Freo. I went to that game. God, it was ugly.
Ugly, yeah.
It was one of those ones where you win ugly.
Yeah.
And
we needed it.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. Ugly, pretty.
It was sloppy.
Whatever.
Giants going into forward 50. They just couldn't. Like, the last kick going into forward 50 was always bad.
Yeah.
The defense was terrible at times. The umpiring was probably the worst I've seen all year.
Mm.
It was incredibly bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had no right to win it, but it came at a cost because Jezza Cameron out for another three.
Yeah, for another 3 weeks.
With a hammy.
Can't stay fit.
With a hammy.
So. Was he rushed back or it's just one of those things like it just went again?
He was off for two. He was out for 2 weeks. Now, you can say,
I think you need a month minimum for hammies, though.
That's what they say. But would you, like, you're going into a final series in a few weeks. Would you risk one game and then possibly lose him for like 2 to 4 going into finals? So I don't know if I'd make that. I don't know if I could make that call if I'm the coach.
See, I'd be hedging my bets each way. I would have given him an extra week and a half early.
Yeah.
And then if he does it again, it still gives you time for him to get back a week before the finals.
Maybe that's what they were thinking this time.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But they got the win, and like you said, much needed. Port Adelaide, Greeno, last kick of the game, Robbie Gray.
Mm.
It was actually a little set play. So it was Paddy Ryder in the throw. I think it was a throw-in or a ball-up.
Yep.
And a little tap over his head like a basketball tip-off.
Yep.
Straight into the breadbasket of Robbie Gray, about 10 steps, bang, from 50.
Yeah.
Kicked the goal, won it on the siren. So big win there for Port Adelaide. Richmond absolutely smashed the Gold Coast Suns. That was to be expected.
They're making this ninth spot harder and harder week by week.
I know. They're going to disappoint a lot of people.
Exactly.
Geelong, 123 over Carlton, 58 to be expected.
I was just talking about how I had a meeting with my manager earlier in the week and we ended up talking AFL and had to...
Not a Geelong fan, is he? Or?
No, he's a Carlton fan. So he's like,
ooh.
It wasn't exactly an enjoyable weekend of viewing.
No, that's tough.
Hasn't been an enjoyable decade.
No, that's right. Well, 2 decades now.
Pretty much, yeah.
They've been pretty much rubbish since the start of the 2000s.
Easily, yep.
So, you know.
Post-Cuda.
Yep, but nobody cares about Carlton,
no,
so
stuff them.
Stiff shit.
What's the Bulldogs? They're suddenly back in the top eight hunt.
This was the funny thing. Like, after the game, David King, the commentator Kingy, went up to Murphy in the dressing rooms, and he's like, oh, you know, are you feeling it? Are you feeling good? And Murph just laughs. He goes, oh, hang on, are we back, are we?
Yeah.
So he gave himself...
Yeah.
A Mitchell Johnson Award, Greeno.
He did.
Actually, we should play the Mitchell, because that's a special Johnson Award. Yeah. Oh, we're back.
Very good point.
Yeah. A self-inflicted Mitchell Johnson Award. You don't see that very often.
It's a reverse Mitchell Johnson Award.
Yeah, because
someone else is saying they're back.
Yeah.
Not the team is saying they're back.
That's right. Fantastic stuff from Bob Murphy. That's probably the best accolade of his career, I reckon.
You
winning
think
that
so?
Mitchell Johnson Award.
You think it's worthy of a...
Nice, Gary!
Very good. Very good on the keys there. Collingwood, Greeno, that's how you blow a game. They were 50 points in front of Adelaide.
How do you lose that lead?
Yeah. I don't know. They were 50 points in front.
With that being said, though, they're bottom four at the moment.
13th, maybe?
13th. So, you know, the more games they lose, the more draft pick chances they get, right?
I think they're on a bit of a roll.
Mm.
No, they're not tanking at this point because Buckley wants to save his job.
Oh, fair point. Fair point.
They love Buckley, by the way. The players love him. But, you know, 50 points in front against the team that's on top of the ladder.
Yeah.
And I think it was McGovern.
Yeah.
No, not McGovern. Might have been McGovern. Yeah, McGovern took a mark that he had no right to take. It was like a pack mark where there was about eight players in it, and he's just floated up from the back, taking it. And as soon as he took the mark, the siren went off and kicked the goal after the siren. So,
there you go.
To draw. So Collingwood, their woes continue.
Yeah, Adelaide, good side, top of the ladder. Yep. And West Coast beat someone. I don't know who they played.
The other team.
The other. Left. Whoever West Coast played.
Yeah.
Pick whoever's missing off that list, they won.
Who cares?
Big news this week, Damo, is Patrick Dangerfield.
Danger.
Yeah, actually, sorry, two bits of big news. He's gone for a week, which means...
Did you see the tackle?
No.
There was absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Then why didn't he contest it?
Because he would have been, if he contests it and lose, then they lose him for 2 weeks instead of one.
Instead, but they've already told you, they've robbed him of a Brownlow, Damo.
Yes.
I didn't realise he'd already been awarded it. But, yeah, pretty much. They basically said, it's cost him a Brownlow.
Well, I would say that Dustin Martin's price went down significantly.
Oh, yeah, without doubt.
At that point. So, you know, it was pretty much a two-horse race, I think, between him and Dusty.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. Dustin Martin's the kind of hothead who find a way to get himself suspended.
He'll find a way. When they finish ninth.
Yeah, exactly.
In the game where they're cemented ninth spot.
He'll give away the free kick.
Yeah. You're going to job someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he'll be out.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Excellent.
The other big news this week, Nick Riewoldt announced the end of his 47-year career.
Rui. Seems he like has been around forever, career. Hasn't he? Yeah.
I swear I was in primary school when his career started.
Yeah, and so was that girl.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's all flashbacks.
That was a cheap shot, wasn't
it? That was very good. good point. Well done. Let's have a look at what's on. Who are the Swans playing? It's printed over itself here.
Well, they'd be playing Adelaide, wouldn't they?
Yeah, why not?
Are they playing Adelaide?
No, I don't think so. Scott,
Playing Geelong, actually. They're playing Geelong.
There you go. They're playing Geelong. Well done. Yep. Oh, yeah, that's, what's McGee Stadium? Skilled Stadium.
Skilled Stadium.
That's what the SS stands
for. Well, Cardinia Park.
Yeah.
We hope it's Skilled Stadium and not, you know.
Whatever it is. I'm going to guess Swannies in that one.
Okay. Swannies it is.
Yeah, who are you liking?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Swans as well, but we don't have it here on the sheet, so I'm going to have to just write.
Well, just write. Can you just write Swans?
Swans times two.
Times two. Perfect.
Yep, done.
I don't know what's going on with the printing this week.
Yeah.
Poor form.
If you can't get the printer to work to the bottom of the page, you really need to reassess. You might have to get a secretary.
I don't know what's going on there, because I've lost the Adelaide Crows.
I know
we don't
have a huge budget for the show, but surely we can afford like 0.1 of a cent.
Well, the
for ink
zero.
For the bottom of the page.
I don't even know who the Crows are playing, to be honest.
I'm going to tip them anyway. You're going to have to tip them.
Lock that one in. We're doing the Crows.
Beautiful.
This is kind of hardcore preparation we put into this show.
Yes, because we care about the audience.
I print it off in the background while I go do something else.
Yeah.
And come back. Don't
have
look
a little
at
cup
it,
of coffee.
Whack it into the folder. We're good to go. GWS versus Melbourne. Going to go GWS.
But I'm not confident, though.
Wait, why are they playing University of New South Wales?
That's in Canberra.
Oh, okay.
That's the new name for Monica Oval, Greenham.
The University of New South Wales.
Yeah, Oval.
Oval.
Yes.
Yeah. In Canberra.
Because that's their home ground for the UNSW Giants. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all very interesting.
Essendon locked that one in over Carlton.
Essendon.
Yeah. Brisbane Lions versus Western Bulldogs. Going to go
the
Dogs. Because they're back, Damon.
Yep.
They're back. North versus Collingwood. Going to go Collingwood.
Yep, two for the Pies. How am I going to make up these four games?
I don't know, really.
See, if it's only four games, though, I can't be too...
be too lax-a-daisy.
No, I only need one or two changes, you know, per week over the next 4 weeks, and we're in with a shot.
You'll get them, it's fine.
Yep.
Frio, too good for Gold Coast, in my opinion.
Yep.
St Kilda, West Coast. We'll go West Coast.
Tough one. No, I'm going to take St Kilda.
There we go. There's your point.
Yep.
Richmond versus Hawthorn. This is a tough one.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I'm going to go...
You're tempted to go Richmond, aren't you?
I am a little bit. I'm going to go Richmond.
Yeah, I'm going to take Hawthorn.
You're going to take Hawthorn?
Yep.
All right, there's two potential points.
Okay, beautiful.
And we've already decided, because there's no other choice, but to pick the Crows.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Damo, we talked last week about nearing trade deadline.
Nearing trade deadline.
The mid-season hot stove.
Yeah, but it was a simmer. It was a back on the boil, wasn't it?
It was back on a boil, but it hadn't quite bubbled at this point. So
the lid wasn't going, when you're boiling for too long and the lid starts bouncing around and you're in another room and you kind of hear this...
Boil it over. Yeah, see, I think the issue with the MLB was they've got to put the lid on it to begin with.
It couldn't capture the heat.
It wasn't really capturing the heat. So what ended up happening this week with the deadline fast approaching and then passing was not only did they whack the lid on,
Way too late.
But they gave it a hard boil.
Did they?
They let it boil and then it started spitting over. That's how big it got.
And they kept it on there.
They just kept it on.
Yep.
And then just like bubble away.
Yeah.
Which led to San Francisco. They traded Eduardo Nunez to the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Since joining that team a week ago, he's gone 11 for 22. In case you don't know anything about baseball, that's pretty good.
Thanks for the in-depth
tip.
Analysis.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Phillies, they traded Pat Neshek to the Rockies. You had Lucas Duda go from the Mets to the Rays.
The Duda.
You had the Mets in turn, though, even though the Mets were selling, they decided to buy as well.
Because the Mets were kicking ass this year, aren't they?
No, they're terrible.
Oh, I thought they were good.
They're out of it. They're garbage. So they're like, we're going to sell.
Okay.
But then they're like, we're going to buy now.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to buy as well. So they went and bought AJ, or they traded
buying and selling, importing, exporting.
Exactly. They went and traded for AJ Ramos from the Marlins.
Okay.
And I'm like, wait a sec, what are they doing? Like, they've just traded away a player. Why are they trading a player back in?
Yep.
That was answered later because then they traded away Addison Reed to Boston.
Okay, there
you
go.
So it was a bit of a mix and match.
It was all wrapped up.
And they're like, yeah, we'll get Ramos and we'll bugger off Addison.
Okay.
You had Howie Kendrick go to the Nationals. You had Jeremy Hellickson.
Oh, the Nats are kicking ass, aren't they?
They're kicking ass, correct.
Right.
They're killing it.
So will this strengthen them? Or?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're looking much stronger. Difference being, the problem is, though, a lot of other teams got better.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
The teams around them.
Teams around them got a lot better.
Okay.
You had Jeremy Hellickson, for some reason, go to the Orioles. The Orioles are garbage, yet they still bought someone in.
Money?
No, nothing to do with cash. They took on the money.
Really?
It just made no sense. They bought someone.
Okay.
You had Jaime Garcia.
Jaime.
I feel bad for Jaime because he got traded to Minnesota because Minnesota are like...
The Twins.
We're in this. We're in this.
Yep.
And then 2 weeks later, they're like, no, we're not.
We're
so
not
then
in
they
it.
Traded him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long was he there?
A week and a half.
A week and a half?
A week and a half. Traded in, then they realized, no, we're
did
not
they play any? Did he play any games?
He played one game for the Twins.
How do you get traded to a team for a week and a half? That's insane.
Because they thought they were going to be competitive, and then in 2 weeks, they got out of the
So they didn't want to pay him then?
It's not about paying. It's just about, you know, they might as well get some prospects. Get
right.
some kids.
Wow, yeah, that is intense trade. Could you imagine if something similar like that was going on here in our sports? Like, there'd be uproar.
It's enough of a shitstorm as is with the current system.
That's
imagine
incredible.
If you could do this. It'd be awesome.
Some people, see, there's two schools of thought. Some people love it.
Yeah.
Because they like, because it gets the stats nerds crazy, doesn't it?
Not just the stats nerds. It keeps them intrigued throughout the boring part of the
fantasy
season.
Baseball stuff.
Oh, exactly. It just mixes it up.
Then other people are like, you can't give the clubs that much power where they can just move you across the country on a whim, after a week and a half.
So he's
packed up, he's moved all his stuff. The truck wasn't even at the destination, it wasn't even at Minnesota yet.
He's
called him up halfway across the country, go, turn around, guys.
Yeah, it's all good, we're going to New York.
That's incredible.
So he's gone over there to the Yankees. Melky Cabrera.
He'd be happy about that. Everyone wants to play for the Yankees,
that's a good,
don't
they? Yeah, it's a
good setup. Yeah.
Melky Cabrera went to the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Rockies went and got a catcher, Jonathan Lucroy from the Texas Rangers. Here's your boy, Sonny Gray, who's the one star that your team actually still had. He got traded to the Yankees for three players, Dustin Fowler, Jorge Mateo, and James Caprillion.
Typical Oakland. We'll just bring in three nobodies. They're just as good.
Well, Dustin Fowler has the ultimate distinction of, unfortunately, he played one inning for the Yankees this year.
Mm.
He got called up and then blew out his knee. Never got a chance to bat.
Well, this sounds like the perfect Oakland recruit.
That's who he wants. Yeah. He's gone for the year. however, in doing so, the only other player that's had that in the career, so let's pretend he doesn't play again, is none other than Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams.
Is that right?
There you go.
You've really put some research into that one, haven't you?
This segment I actually try.
Yeah.
the Nationals in turn, they brought in Brandon Kitzler to
Moonlight Graham.
Moonlight Graham. And then, but here's what happened at the end. Here's where the boil over happened, Damon.
The boil over, the simmering pot.
We had shit spitting everywhere on our stove. The Flynn went out on the pilot light because at the
people
the,
were running around with a tea towel trying to put out the fire.
Exactly. At the last minute, the Dodgers, who at the moment are currently the best team in baseball, on track to win 114 games this year.
Oh, okay.
Which is the second most in history.
Yeah, I was going to say,
They're already the best team in the game.
Hmm.
They went and got Yu Darvish, who's an absolute weapon. They brought in Tony Cingrani, and
so they've
Watson
doubled down
as well.
Yeah.
So
they're like, okay, now we're absolutely gunning
for it.
The
best.
We are going to win
now
the
we're
World
get
Series.
Yeah. Exactly. They're the three biggest moves of this.
Wow.
The hot stove.
How can you afford all these players? It must be some like incentive thing. Like, you know, is it just like you go for it once? Like you have one big shot at it because you're in the zone. Kind
they've
of
accumulated
thing?
A lot of prospects over the years that they haven't traded away. So they had some players to move.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about Addison Reed. He went to the Red Sox.
Mm.
Liriano went to the Astros.
Wouldn't you be spewing if you were at the Dodgers, part of this great winning team, and then you get traded out?
Well, they were all young players that weren't actually playing in the top squad.
I see.
So it worked out all right.
Okay.
But the interesting one for me, Damo, to wrap up this portion, was Alex Avila and Justin Wilson went from Detroit to the Cubs.
Okay.
Now, the general manager, the person that does the trades for Detroit, is actually Alex Avila's dad. Imagine having to trade your son at the trade deadline.
Son, come in. We need to have a chat.
That's going to be an awkward Father's Day.
Yeah. No card this year?
No card. No card. Wow. No socks, okay. No underwear.
A bit of family feud.
So that was the hot stove, Damo. It got me excited.
Maybe that's why I got rid of him. He's like, I can't work with my kid.
Deal with this guy.
My kid's an absolute dunce.
Yeah. He's actually having a good year. He's having a career year.
Oh, not good enough for daddy.
No. Well, no, that's the reason he got traded, because he wasn't that good.
Okay.
He could get some good prospects.
Yeah, you're so good, son. I just can't have you here.
I've shipped you off to the Cubbies. Yep. We're going to do a...
Nice, Gary!
For Adrian Beltre.
Beltre.
Who got career hit number 3,000, Damo.
Oh, congratulations.
Number 31 on the all-time MLB
Still
list.
Kind of crack it for a top. That's about the same ratings as you get for NRL Thursday Night Footy, isn't it?
Oh, exactly.
31.
31. Yeah. You think about it, the amount of players, though. We're talking, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of players.
Yes.
He's 30.
Yes.
Or 31.
Okay,
apologies.
No, that's fair enough.
That's
yeah.
pretty handy. He actually had the highlight of the week up until today, where a guy took a catch and fell over upside down into the bullpen.
Oh, I love those.
That was
where just the legs are up there and flailing around.
Check out our Twitter feed. It says I've retweeted it.
I will definitely.
But he got thrown out of a game earlier this week because the umpire told him to stand in the on deck circle. There's like a plastic circle that sits there, and he's like, "You got to stand over there."
Right.
So Adrian is a bit of a character. His team was down by 20 at the time.
It's a bit of a larrikin,
is
he?
The game was over. He went and grabbed the on deck circle, dragged it to where he was standing, and then stood on it just to show the umpire. Got thrown out of the game. But to wrap it up with this one, Damo.
You've got to love antics, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was comedy gold, but unfortunately. Got
Does something to break up the boring monotony of the game itself.
Especially when they're down 20-2.
Yeah,
definitely.
That helps.
We're known as the anti-sports show, and by
yes,
known,
for good cause.
It's what we say.
Mm.
But I think ESPN's taking the piss a little bit when they're getting a bit loose with what a sport is.
Are they stealing our shtick?
Maybe. Here's what I saw ESPN tweet out earlier in the week. Mm. We're down to the final eight in the Drone Racing League World Championships, Damo. Catch
right?
the finale here on ESPN or here on this particular app.
Yeah.
I thought about this, guy. Firstly, that's not a sport. But secondly, I thought, I guarantee it'd still outrate Thursday Night Footy.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Just before we get into the F1 stuff, Greeno, Vale Les Murray saying goodbye to the big wide world this week.
It was. It's announced yesterday that he will receive a state funeral, I believe.
Yeah, right.
Which has been accepted by the family.
Okay.
So he'll get the farewell that rightly deserves. They said that he was one of the founding fathers of basically getting soccer into the Australian lexicon. Like, he not only taught people about soccer, he brought it to the Australian public. So
he's like, well, to be fair, he's like, you and I are massive cricket fans. Mm. He's like the Richie Benno of the football world.
Exactly. And a lovely bloke too, in the fact that...
Like, for 40 years, people haven't watched football in Australia without some kind of Les Murray action.
Oh, exactly. He's always been right at the heart there of all the soccer coverage. Yep. So we'll be sadly missed.
The Hungarian.
And I think I mentioned on a previous show
forever immortalised in Friends of Rome.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes, I believe so.
Yep.
I mentioned on a previous show about the time that me and a couple of my pissed mates ran into Les Murray one night on a Friday evening.
Yes.
And one of my mates quite a few brews. And Les was very accommodating. He sat there and took a photo with my mate after quite a few ales.
Well, he was a man of the people, Bruno.
He was a man of the people, and he was more than happy to do so.
So tip of the hat to Les. Should we give him a nice Gary for his contribution to Australian sport?
Without him.
Nice Gary!
We will talk a bit of F1 now, Damo. So the championship's getting a bit hot now.
Before we get into the championship, what you were just saying while the song was on, Robert Kubica. Testing again? That's incredible.
Back testing. If he can show the pace that he showed, because he would have been an F1 world champ had he not had that freak rally injury.
He was a freak.
But I thought
he can't use his hand.
Apparently it's back to the point where he can. So
wow. How many years has he been out though? Six?
I think 2011, 2012, I think it might
Wouldn't
have been
Wouldn't he
last
just be
time.
Dying to get another crack at it?
I'd love to see him back in F1 car.
And don't you ever drive a rally car again if you get back in a Formula One car, Robert.
Exactly.
Because we want him in there.
We do. We've been big fans of Robert Kubica.
Finally, someone to beat Lewis Hamilton.
That's what we need.
I would sign him up as Lewis Hamilton's teammate. And it would be absolute dynamite if he could show the pace, obviously. Yeah.
Well, Bottas has only got a 1-year deal. There's also a vacancy at Ferrari next year.
Really?
With Kimi's contract up.
Yeah, he's not going to go again, you don't think?
Oh, I doubt it. He just hasn't shown the pace.
He doesn't want to, I don't think.
With that being said, he came second that last race.
Yeah, but he always goes. He always goes well when the contract's up.
Yeah,
have you noticed, Kimmy?
And then just puts the feet up back on the yacht.
Yeah, I mean, you don't, Kimmy. Like, you may as well bring in a young guy because Vettel's your Schumacher.
There you go. Yeah, he's your lock, and then you just need some young kid, but Robbie Kubica.
Well, yeah, that would be a power team, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, without doubt.
Yeah. So how's Bottas going this year? Where is he on the rankings?
He's
had a couple. Yeah, he's had a couple of good runs, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's actually in the championship hunt, believe it or not. Mm. So Vettel's back on top. Lewis is now back to second.
But not much Bottas, in it, is there?
No, not much. I think there's one race in it, one race win.
Okay.
Something like that. Kimi second in this particular race. Bottas came third. Mm. There was team orders, I believe, where Bottas was able to re-overtake Lewis Hamilton at one point.
Really?
So that kind of throws the championship out a little bit there.
It does,
so,
yeah.
Bottas third, Lewis
wouldn't
fourth,
be happy about that.
Max Verstappen down in fifth. And the highlight, apparently, was Fernando Alonso in that garbage McLaren got it up to sixth.
Amazing.
Had a great drive and then sat under the podium in a deck chair whilst the thing was going
really?
On. And apparently, it was like Martin
Brundle. Hasn't he mellowed out in the last
like
couple of years?
Was like critical and he's blaming. He's saying, this is why teams don't want to sign Fernando Alonso.
Oh, rubbish.
Like, don't take yourself so seriously.
Come on, Martin. Cheer up, man. Yeah.
He's finally at the back end of his career. He's going off driving some Indy. He's having a bit of fun with it. He's got a garbage
car. He's got a garbage car. He's won a car. Nobody doubts that if he was in one of the top cars, he'd still be one of the top drivers.
He'd probably be leading the championship right now. Yeah. He's an absolute weapon.
Yep.
Too good there.
So he's got nothing to prove to anyone?
No, exactly.
And now he's chilled out. Like a couple of years running around at the back has mellowed him right out. Now he just doesn't care. It's a different Fernando, isn't it?
He's got a deck chair. I like it.
Yeah.
We will do...
Boom, boom. Chica, chica, chica.
A post-race spat.
Was it a stoush?
Maybe a stoush.
Are you sure it was a stoush?
Stoush. I think it was Max Verstappen and Nico Hülkenberg. Not Max Verstappen, no, Nico
Hülkenberg. He might end up at Ferrari next year.
He may. Nico Hülkenberg and someone else was involved.
Mm.
And he came over and talked about how he's like, thanks for being the most unsportsmanlike person out there on the grid.
Wasn't Martin Brundle, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was another
sounds
driver.
Like
I forget which one it was. Once again, no research done by me. But his response was, suck my balls, honey. And this is on live TV.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Almost worthy of a nice
Tip of the hat.
The Mitchell Stark party whistle means we're almost out of time.
Yep.
Bit of a false bit of excitement early in the week where the cricket strike was apparently over.
Yep.
And then the next day it was announced, not quite.
Okay.
We're still not there.
Still not there yet.
Yeah. So the Mitchell Stark, all he's got to do now is blow the party whistle. That's
noticed all the articles starting to come out now going, it's not fair to call the players greedy. They're just after a better deal.
Yeah. I saw the Big Bash announce that they're going to put on another, 20 games on TV this year because that 3 months that it was on wasn't long enough.
This is the Australian way when it comes to something's
good,
popular,
then we're
and then we squeeze every last coin that we can out of those parents.
Everyone hates it again.
Yeah.
All right,
the kids will be begging the parents, don't take me to the cricket again.
Not again. All right, with that being said, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell